Hello, I'm Ian Purton with the BBC News. In an exclusive interview with the BBC, Barack Obama has said the failure to tackle gun control has been the greatest frustration of his presidency. Mr. Obama said terrorists have killed fewer than 100 Americans since the 9/11 attacks, but the number of Americans killed by gun violence in that time was in the tens of thousands.
The United States of America is the one advanced nation on earth in which we do not have sufficient common sense gun safety laws, even in the face of repeated mass killings.
President Obama pushed for tighter restrictions after the Sandy Hook school killings in 2012, but a bill to ban assault rifles failed. Mr. Obama has suggested that Britain must continue to be a member of the European Union if it wishes to retain its global significance, and that the United States wants Britain to maintain its influence in the EU. The British government will hold an EU membership referendum by the end of 2017. A spokesman for the British Prime Minister said the referendum will address the concerns that the British people had about Europe. US officials say Turkey has agreed to allow American military planes to use the Turkish airbase at Incirlik in the campaign against Islamic State militants in Iraq and Syria. Jane O'Brien sent this report from Washington.
The deal comes as Turkey's involvement in the Syrian crisis has deepened in recent days. A suicide bomber with suspected ties to Islamic State killed 32 people in the border town of Suruç. Allowing the US to use the Incirlik base would broaden the reach of aerial assaults on the extremist group and help Turkey protect its 800-kilometer border with Syria.
Nigeria has completed its first year without a single case of polio and will soon be removed from the list of countries where the disease is endemic. Julian Bedford reports.
3 years ago, Nigeria seemed to be losing its battle against polio. More than half of all the world's cases were recorded in the country, the legacy of a decision by some northern states to ban vaccines in 2003. The jabs were claimed to spread sterility and HIV/AIDS. But the government has won over traditional leaders and managed to step up its campaign despite the insecurity in the north of the country. Its success has raised hopes that polio could soon become just the second human infectious disease after smallpox to be eradicated.
The United Nations Human Rights Committee has called on Canada to take urgent action to protect Indigenous women and girls from rising levels of violence. The panel said Canada needed a national inquiry to investigate hundreds of murders and disappearances in recent years. Activists say the violence is a major problem, especially in the western province of British Columbia. World News from the BBC. The US Republican presidential hopeful and reality TV star Donald Trump has made a two-hour visit to the Mexican border, where he insisted that building a wall between the two countries was the only way to stop what he called Mexican criminals from entering the US. Despite angering the Hispanic community with derogatory remarks about Mexicans, some opinion polls suggest that he leads the race for the Republican nomination. The United States has asked Paraguay to extradite Nicolás Leos, the former president of South America's Football Confederation. Mr. Leos is one of the main suspects in a huge bribery and money laundering scandal being investigated by the U.S. Justice Department. He has maintained his innocence. Our America's Desk editor, Candace Piet, reports.
At the heart of the U.S. investigation is the sale of football marketing and TV rights and what was done with the revenues. The scandal has almost exclusively involved officials and businessmen representing the Americas region. As a former president of the South American Football Federation, the Paraguayan Nicolás Leos was at the center of a web of contacts and deal makers.
Finally, the American space agency NASA has announced the discovery of the first near-Earth-sized planet in the habitable zone of a star very similar to our Sun. The new planet, dubbed Kepler-452b, is located in a zone where it's neither too hot nor too cold to support water. Here's Jeff Coughlin.
You and I probably won't be traveling to any of these planets, you know, without some unexpected breakthrough. But, you know, our children and children's children may. Kepler's the first step. We're finding out if planets like Earth are common, and the answer seems so far to be yes. You know, the next step is to launch the next series of missions, which is to find planets that are, you know, closer to Earth, things we can study in more detail. And if we can find those planets, you know, that, I think, gives humankind something to shoot for.
And that is the BBC News.